CBA Mobile.
CBA, KN4VWA. What's happening, baby?
One person called me that, and you're not it.
Well, okay. Listen, I'm going over to have lunch at Taco Casa today.
I couldn't guess in a million years who you possibly could be eating lunch with.
Any person? Well, I don't know. You might. But he's about the only person that can talk me into eating at that joint.
Food's not bad. You know, it feels good company. I know he's listening. So I don't want to say anything bad about him on the air. But he's always got some stimulating conversation.
Well, hey, why don't you come along and stimulate him? Where are you headed?
Finished about 3.5 hours of tennis, and I'm headed to Greer First. I got to pick up some VBS stuff for my grandsons.
Can you do it after lunch?
Like, they got this wind 11 to something, and I'm already headed over there. I need to, I need to do it now, because if I don't do it now, then it's not going to get done, and then you know who will be upset, so. By the way, you know who's in Hilton Head. I guess you know that.
Down there.
Poor sister and poor husband bought a place down there.
Down there with them.
I'd rather not answer that question over the air. I don't want to incriminate myself.
Wait a minute. I think I remember the last time you were down there with them. You about got yourself killed, didn't you?
Spending time there that I guess by the grace of God, I could have gotten, it could have killed me, but anyway, but that's not really the reason. I mean, so that's why I don't want to incriminate myself.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Antenna, and I'll tell you.
Oh, I'll try to do that tomorrow around 1 o'clock, 1 or 2 o'clock. How's that sound?
The door just bang on it harder because I'm asleep.
Flip out there and hotwire your car and rev it up real good. You'll come around.
Fire this thing and knock yourself out. KB4CPA.
Hey, it's all in what you know, Bo. Well, lunch was fun there Tuesday, wasn't it?
Tom, I always enjoy that. What's the guy's name that sat across from you? I know I've asked you before. I can never remember his name.
That's Rick. Y'all sat down there at the other end of the table when he came down that way and talked for about, 15, 20 minutes?
What's the last name?
Davis.
I just, for some reason, that name just didn't click. I mean, his face does. I remember his face. But the name doesn't ring a bell. I must not have been, we must not have been in the same circles or something, you know, that kind of thing. I guess, well, heck, I mean, there's what, 500 seniors, so I guess you can't know everybody.
Oh, there was only 254 in our graduating class. He transferred there halfway through his junior year from Virginia, and there half the junior year, and he was there for the senior year.
Explain a lot. So, anyway, and a lot of the people that I knew well were in the, you know, involved in music, either in band or chorus.
Did you hear what he was saying about old Harry Carver?
I honestly don't recall.
Carver?
I know, I knew some Carvers, but that was a different family.
Harry Carver was a senior there when we were there, and when Rick transferred into Eastside, Harry Carver walked up to him and says, "I know you, you're Rick Davis." And he says, "Yeah." And it turned out him and Harry had gone to the fifth grade together in Virginia. Sure is. And I'm trying to remember who it was. I believe it was Alan Sheets. Do you remember Alan Sheets?
That name rings a bell. I can't picture his face, but of course I don't recognize half those guys. Some of those guys look a lot like they did, you know, when we were in high school, and some of them don't. To me, they don't. I mean, I know we've all aged, but I don't see, well, anyway. That's just me.
Recognize David Batson without the beard. He had that Santa Claus beard there. I didn't recognize him with the beard. Shoot, man. Covers up most of his face. Yeah, I tell you what. I don't look anything like I used to when I was in high school.
As you anywhere right now, I mean, if I hadn't seen you in 10 years or whatever, you just, I mean, you know, you have less hair and you might be a pound or two heavier or something like that, and that's about it. I mean, other than that, you look the same.
A pound or 30.
And 3 and a half.
Well, hey, I have taken off 14 over the last few weeks, and I've got about, the way I got it figured, I got another, 15 more to go. Well, I'm trying to do the keto, but it ain't working too good. K4BWA.
KB4CBA. Mobile. Well, the keto is basically the low-carb Atkins thing, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the low-carb Atkins thing is. I just, you know, if it's white, it's wrong. You know, no bread, no sugar, no potatoes, anything carbohydrates is a big no-no.
Atkins, so they've just kind of renamed it. You know, everything's got to have a new label on it. People hear Atkins and they go, "Oh, I ain't doing that." But you know, you put a new name on a keto. Oh yeah, that sounds good. So anyway, that's what Atkins is. You can eat anything green. You can eat all the meat you want as long as it's not breaded. You know, like cube steak. It's breaded, so you can't eat cube steak. But you can eat all the steak, hamburger. Man, I'm a meat lover, so hey. And I miss the sugar. I mean, I won't lie to you, but it's been, I don't know, 15, 16 years since I had any. And people go, oh, you're diabetic, and I go, nope, I just don't eat sugar by choice.
Like everything else, you know, everything in moderation is just fine.
But the problem is, I don't have the discipline for moderation, so, but I got so ticked off at myself weighing 230 and going to 40 waist pants that I, you know, that was my motivation. And, so, anyway, so I just stuck to it because, you know, I don't want to get back the way I put up. Let me jump back. I'm getting ready to pull in, and I got to show them a number on my phone here to pick up the stuff.
Okay, yeah, and I just got a phone call come in. I'll catch you later, Dave. KV4CVA, KN4, VWA, clear.
Tell Phil hello, KV4CVA.
VWA.
KN4 VWA. N4 WRO, you back on?
Hey, big man, how you doing? I got that email, and we'll have to get together. I'll email you back with a phone number. How's that?
All right, that'll work, and I'll put it in my mobile. Because of, if it ain't my contact list, I don't answer it anymore. Too much of this BS going on about the elections.
Oh, son, I love telling them that I'm a reverse transgender member of the Ku Klux Klan, and I mess with them, man. I mess with them.
You ain't right.
Well, you know, it ain't none of their business. And if they want my vote, they got to show me how they're going to help the country. And, you know, hey, everybody votes their own way when they get in that booth, and I don't care what kind of polls or what kind of what's going on. Man, they ain't going to know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Long time, KV4CVA.
Oh, there went the neighborhood again. Hey, Dave, did you get your stuff?
I did.
Well, beat a trail on over here to take Okesa.
Yeah, all my stinking self, I've been on the court since 9 o'clock, and you want me to come over there? Yeah. Everybody in that place will be getting up and leaving.
Discriminate. Tell him, Bill.
That's right.
So this is David, KV4CBA. He was calling me David. I've been called a lot worse. Bye. With the other person on the line here.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Lunch over there at Charlie's Tuesday after having played.
I'll tell you. I'll be honest with you. I just don't have it in me. We normally don't play that long. We just kept playing because nobody showed up for the court. And usually you get an hour and a half, and then, you know, the next person, the reserve court comes up, and you have to sweep and line the court again and get it ready for them and leave. But we didn't have to do that, so we just kept playing.
All right. Well, looks like Phil will be here in about 7 minutes, so you got plenty of time to get over here. But anyhow, if you feel that you are aromatically challenged, I'll let you by today.
But I'll be honest with you, I'm just wore out. I just need to go home and crash. I, I wouldn't be much company. Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, I'm just sitting here monitoring radio. I heard Steve pop in there. I heard you in there a little bit earlier. But, yeah, 3.5 hours on the tennis court, I'd be wore out, too.
We're both rated the same, and I have beat him. I mean, you know, so, but today, I tell you, he just kicked me all over that court, and I got some good shots on him, but I just couldn't stay consistent. Well, here's my wife calling. Let me talk to her. KB4CBH, clear.
I guess that just leaves me and you. The two icons of the airwaves.
Okay, if you want to do it that way, that sounds good.
Listen, every now and then I just get full of beans. plus I'm sitting out here in front of the Taco Casa on Pleasantburg in Greenville, and it is the fastest fast food Mexican that you can get. I'm just gonna have lunch with a good friend, and that's the only reason I darken the door.
About, you know, just being with the friends you want to be with. It doesn't matter where.
What's the future? I'm just going to have to tell him he's going to have to broaden his culinary horizons.
Yeah, Burger King.
Well, hey, even that's a step up, even with that fake burger of theirs.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I will answer one of your questions that you put in that email. Oh, yes, sir, I reload. I reload, I mold, I do all kind of goodies. I haven't molded any lead in a long time because, you know, it's just such a pain getting those lead deposits out of a barrel. And, you know, the military used to make a really good barrel cleaner. They used it up till about 1970. Then everybody got all tweeter-pated about the environment, and they got rid of that barrel cleaner. But that was the best doggone stuff. Stunk? Golly, but it did such a good job.
Yep, good old GI bore cleaner. Hey, I got Belle out of here. Mama stuck her head in the shack. She needs some help, so I'm going to go help her. Just shoot me an email with that phone number.
I'll do her, Bubba. Look for it this afternoon, and I will catch you later. KN4 VWA, I'll be clear after your final. Make sure Mama happy, Bubba.
Roger, roger. N4WRO.